None of us deserve our mistakes, but we deserve the chance not to do it again. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. None of us deserve our mistakes, but we deserve the chance not to do it again. How many mistakes do we make every day? Little mistakes, big mistakes, how many mistakes do we make? And in these mistakes, we say, whoops, 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 I didn't intend to do that, whoops, that's not the result I want, whoops, what am I doing making this sort of an action? Yes. Let's just take the mistake of saying that I don't feel well. If the thought comes to our mind that I don't feel well, and I say to myself, I don't feel well, that's a gross mistake. Because I do feel well. My body may not feel well, or my mind may not feel well, but I feel well. And I want to always express that which I feel. And I make a big mistake when I say, I don't feel well. I would make another mistake if I said my body didn't feel well or that my mind didn't feel well, because then I'd be putting a label on my mind and body as though it were a separate institution that could act in any way that it chooses, and that's not the truth. My body reacts however my thoughts are. My mind reacts however my thoughts are. It has nothing to do with its unique mind quality or its unique body quality. The body will only outpicture what thoughts the mind has about it. The body will only outpicture, the body will only demonstrate, reveal whatever thoughts we're thinking about it. And if we're thinking about our body with positive thoughts, then we will have positive thoughts. Now, none of us deserve our mistakes, but we deserve the chance not to do it again. So, what is the mistake that we are doing? We are saying something that's not true of our reality. We are saying something that's just an illusion for a moment, for whatever reason, and we do not need to empower that illusion to continue. We don't need to empower that illusion to go on and on and on and on in our life and affairs. But when we make the mistake of looking at that illusion and saying that illusion is real, we have the opportunity to stop it. Now, perhaps we can tell ourselves, stop it, and not do it anymore. Or perhaps we could just tell ourselves, the contrary, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm fantastic. And your body will say, well, come on now, get over it. I'm giving you all sorts of pains and problems. No, I'm fantastic. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. You see, and the more we do this, the more we're putting the correct information into our body, that it is an ideal body, that it does not need to ever experience anything that is less than perfect, and it is a mistake to think that we do that. And of course, we exacerbate the mistake, we keep building on the mistake, we keep empowering the mistake by repeating it. And the mistake is our thought. The mistake is our thinking, only that alone. And we can easily change our thinking from thinking that we're ill to thinking that we're whole and perfect. Thinking is something that we do from within. Thinking is something that is very important for all of us. Thinking is something that will make our life really fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Or it'll make it a big mess. None of us deserve our mistakes, but why do we keep making them? We don't need to keep making them. We can put a new cause in motion. We can put a different cause in motion. We can put a cause in motion that whatever that mistake was, its contrary is true. We are whole and perfect. Our body is the experience of our mind. The body is the experience of our thought. And of course, our mind is the experience of our thought. Our world is the experience of our thought. We deserve the chance not to do it again. So, let's forget that we ever thought a thought that was contrary to our highest good, and let's remember today that we think thoughts that are positive, uplifting, and that are just exactly what we want for ourselves. And so do that with me and enjoy a life of maximum joy and happiness. I love you. I love you. I love you.